This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug out. He'll be back actually on Friday, ladies. So a couple of more Doug-free days, and then he'll be back to tell us about his trip. He was on a trip over to London, so it'll be interesting to hear how that went. Meanwhile, who knew? These Cubs, maybe they really are magic. Game number 6 took place last night in Cleveland. The Cubs and the Cleveland Indians are now headed to a very, very dramatic Game 7 on Wednesday night. The Cubs routed the Indians 9-3 on Tuesday. And now it's a winner-take-all showdown. Don't forget, they were down 3-1, so they've really marched their way back into Game 7. And I think this will probably be, and I don't think I'm alone here when I say this is one of the most anticipated baseball games in at least recent memory.
Absolutely. I can't believe how resilient the Cubs have been. I mean, yesterday I said I thought that you know, the Cubs put up such a great fight and that the Indians were going to just close it out last night, and I could not have been more wrong.
I know. You were ready to just write them off. You know, tickets for this game, by the way, selling for as much as $20,000 a piece. Pretty crazy.
Oh,
and if you remember, the Indians are looking for their first World Series title in 68 years, and the Cubs haven't won a World Series title since 1908. So this will be a big one, and they're bringing out the big guns. Kyle Hendricks for the Chicago Cubs will go up against Corey Kluber for the Cleveland Indians. He's kind of their ace. And And that'll be tonight, so we'll know. It'll be kind of exciting. I love it.
Very
also
sweet.
Going on, less than a week till Election Day. Everybody is ready to see that come. I think people's stress levels are at an all-time high. The RNC, the Republican National Committee, has until 5 p.m. today to explain any agreements that it's made with Donald Trump's campaign in an attempt to ensure ballot security. You've heard a lot about Donald Trump on the campaign trail talking about this rigged system. Well, this order is in response to a motion filed by the DNC to hold the RNC, following all of this here, so the Democrats holding the Republicans in contempt for alleged violation of a 1982 consent decree in which the RNC had agreed to stop vote watching after Democrats alleged the RNC was intimidating minority voters. Well, last week, Democrats accused Republicans of violating this decree, and the judge ordered Republicans to provide details about its efforts to stop voter fraud. So they're basically... And the RNC has said, hey, when you're out at the polling place, you know, you have poll watching, basically, to make sure that there's no wrongdoing. So now apparently there'll be a list of standards for that after tonight at 5 p.m.
And there should be on both sides, because I think it's very easy, especially in a contentious year like this has been, and this entire election has been so divisive. I think that when you are encouraging people on both sides to go out and be poll watching, to me, that's a dangerous sign of vigilantes, you know, running around and trying to intimidate people or calling out things that aren't there. I just think that it makes for a very awkward situation that potentially could become violent and dangerous. So I think there absolutely should be rules in place for both sides, because both sides have shown nutty, nutty behavior. So
we've heard about this.
Not just one side. Both sides have shown very nutty behavior.
And I think because everything is so divided this election cycle, I don't remember things being so divided in 2008 and 12 when it was Obama running against John McCain and Obama running against Mitt Romney. But even then, there were instances of intimidation by, at this point, minority groups kind of on the Democratic side, intimidating white voters going into polls. So basically, go in. Cast your vote. Get out. Don't stick around. just do your thing. Right. You know, everybody gets a vote here.
Right.
Now, Glamour Magazine, who I think we're all fans of Glamour Magazine here.
Yeah, sure.
They do their Woman of the Year issue, and they feature prominent, strong women. And this year's 2016 Woman of the Year went to someone named Emily Doe. Know who Emily Doe is?
Yes.
The
do you? I know a lot of other people don't know who Emily Doe is because she's,
I only know because I've just read about it a minute ago.
Yeah.
She's the anonymous survivor of that assault by Brock Turner. We've talked a lot about this case. He was that Stanford University swimmer who back in 2015 basically had to defend himself on trial as she had provided a victim statement in court talking about basically her attack by this guy at a party. And, you know, we've talked a lot about how the system has sort of favored these student athletes and how Brock Turner's punishment wasn't necessarily one that suited his crime. She was very vocal, although using an anonymous message, basically, not really using her name. She provided this really intimate, scary, horrifying look into what she went through, and so Glamour Magazine now recognizing her as Woman of the Year for 2016. So I'll start with you, Victoria, and then I want to hear from you, Kara. Do you think that this title is appropriate? Do you think that Glamour Magazine has made the right choice here in naming her Woman of the Year?
I think that she has been incredibly brave, and she has written several essays for Glamour, after she wrote that incredible piece that I believe was delivered in court. I don't know if she delivered it herself or if someone else did on her behalf, because she has been very anonymous throughout this whole process. I think she's been incredible, and I think that she has really put a voice and a humanization to her crime and to her being a victim. So I think if anybody is deserving of it, I think that she's, I mean, in the year of the student-athlete assaults with these BS jail sentences, I think she has been she's been a real champion for women. So absolutely, congrats to her.
Yeah,
all right, Kara, what do you think?
I don't know that I could put it better than that. I think it's not just about someone being a victim of sexual assault or rape. It's not just about giving an award to someone because, you know, something bad happened to them and you feel bad for them. But it's because something bad did happen to her, and she's doing her best to fight against this stigma that's against women. And, you know, all of these cases have come out in the last year, the last couple years of student athletes basically getting to do whatever they want and not getting punished for it. And I think that's something that really needs to be fought against. I mean, we see these cases not just in college, but in professional sports all the time. And I think unless people fight against it, nothing's going to happen. And so I think that she does deserve it because of that.
All right, let us know what you think on Twitter, twitter.com/DJVShow. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJVShow. And let us know if you think if Glamour Magazine nailed this one in recognizing Emily Doe as their 2016 Woman of the Year. Up next, the breakfast food that will make you live forever. All right, maybe not forever, but it'll make you really healthy. We'll tell you what it is next. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at the controls at 15 past the hour.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton, and be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live tonight, 8/7 Central on ABC.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I am invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Want to be healthy, ladies? Want to feel great all day? Well, brunch lovers, take heart, because eggs, egg whites are out. The whole egg is now in. Remember, you'd have to go to the omelet bar when you're out for brunch, and you're like, oh, egg whites, please, because you just thought it was better for you. Well, now, studies show the dietary cholesterol doesn't necessarily cause high cholesterol in your blood, which, for the record, fundamentally shifts the public's mentality on eggs. In fact, by just eating the egg whites, we're missing out on all the carotenoids, there you go, vitamins that help with eye health and protect against inflammation. Yolks also have a good helping of vitamin E, which is one of the nutrients that Americans eat too little of. So when you're out at brunch, put an egg on it. You're going to be so much happier for it, and you actually get to eat the whole yolk. It's so weird how you really can, when you eat an egg white omelet, you can really feel that creamy yolk missing.
Yes, absolutely. I'm such a fan of poached eggs, so I'm loving that the whole egg is back, because it's really hard to poach egg whites.
Yeah, you can't really do that. Yeah.
You know what I find, though, or, you know, instead of just having like an omelet or a regular egg, you can make little mini frittatas, which is what I do sometimes. You just take a muffin pan and you can put like spinach in the bottom and then little cherry tomatoes and eggs, and you just bake them for a couple minutes, and then you can have them for breakfast every morning, just a little like to-go container of little mini frittatas.
That's so Martha Stewart of you.
I know.
Oh,
look at
her
being all cutesy.
Let's like make little mini frittatas.
You're like walking interest over there.
Thank you.
I actually have seen people do that, and it is actually, it's such a smart tip because, but you know, this is the idea of food prep. Like, this is something that you would do on a Sunday and then eat the rest of the week. And I totally admire people that can food prep on Sundays, but God, I'm busy napping. I mean,
right.
It takes a lot of energy to get everything ready. I mean, I totally give props to the people who can do it, but I don't know. By Sunday, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I'm a waste of a human being on Sundays.
It is good for the.
I'm just taking up oxygen.
Though.
That's it.
Like, I'm just breathing. I'm just trying to get it through. Maybe having some poached eggs at brunch, heavy on the champagne.
Yes, exactly.
That's the other thing, is that in brunches now, I've noticed it used to be that you could get all you could drink mimosas when you go out, which probably it's the counter impact to the egg with the yolk and being healthy. But you go out and you get the mimosas. Now, they're not unlimited anymore, because obviously people on this brunch trend have been sucking down all the champagne for the rest of us. Get impacted here, which is not good. All right, more up ahead. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at 21 past the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, 'cause maybe
this is Little Big Town. And the song Girl Crush. And the reason, ladies, that we are listening to Little Big Town on Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Dougie out on vacation, and the reason we're paying attention to this, ladies, is that Little Big Town has announced a residency at the Ryman. Now, Nashville's Ryman Auditorium is very well known. It has a reputation for being one of the most acoustically sound venues in the world. And coming in 2017, the Mother Church of Country Music will make history by having its first residency in its halls. Little Big Town have announced plans to play the Ryman six times in 2017. They've been planning this for a year, and all the dreams of what these nights could be.
I can't get her off my mind. I wanna taste her lips.
The new song is called Better Man, actually, I think, that they were talking about. Karen, who's from Little Big Town, she actually said that they've been, like you said, Jen, they've been planning this for a year, and she said that they played there for the first time in 2005. And she said they wanted to get back that feeling, that first time they felt when they stood on that stage. And she said, we get to focus and be home and reflect on the great songs that have been sung on this stage. There'll be lots of special guests from all genres and collaborations. And actually, speaking of collaborations and special guests, apparently it has not been known, but their new single, which is called Better Man, and it's from their upcoming album called The Breaker, that song was actually written by Taylor Swift, and they had not announced that. Yeah, they had not announced that until just yesterday, and they said, you know, we've been teasing that a young girl in Nashville wrote the song for us, but it's actually Taylor. She's never pitched a song to anyone before, and the minute we heard it, we just knew, okay, this is going to be on the album.
They are really great performers. I just saw them open in concert for Luke Bryan, and they are really fun. They're fantastic. You know, two of them are married. There's four of them total. Karen Fairchild tends to do a lot of lead vocals. vocals. That's who you're hearing now. And she has this really beautiful, strong voice. So I think their work at the Ryman will be a lot of fun. And these residencies really have been taking over in music, so we'll see how this one goes. I'm sure it'll be the first of many for the Ryman. And also of note, the CMAs, the Country Music Awards, where Little Big Town will actually be and perform, are tonight on ABC. So if you like country music, you'll want to check that out.
That's going to be a great night.
Yeah, also going on, Victoria's Secret in the music news.
Not something you often think of in the music world.
Well, the annual Victoria's Secret fashion show has become way more than just a lingerie show. You know, it features live musical performances. There are superstars like Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Selena Gomez, Ellie Goulding. The Weeknd, the new lineup for this year will continue the star-studded tradition. They're going to bring back some acts. They're going to bring back The Weeknd along with Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. They'll be on stage performing while the Victoria's Secret Angels, this is a really tough job for The Weeknd, I'm sure, while the Victoria's Secret Angels, including Adriana Lima, Alessandra Ambrosio, Lily Aldridge, they're all going to strut their stuff down the runway in Paris, and there'll be live music happening on the stage with them. Social media, by the way, ladies, was quick to point out this will be the first time model Bella Hadid walks in the show, and, you know, she happens to be dating The Weeknd, so some people might say, aw, I say Weeknd, you better be like focusing only on Bella, because if
those
eyes start wandering, she's going to be there
true.
To catch you. The show is
going
to be taped on November 30th, and the bra that I'm looking at will be the Bright Night Fantasy Bra, which is covered in $3 million worth of emeralds and diamonds. The broadcast of the show will be Monday, December 5th at 10 p.m. on CBS. Want that bra. $3 million, though. Can you imagine?
Nice.
You have to wear it on the outside of your clothes all the time. It's 28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Minimizing. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all have a tendency to minimize the hurt we cause others and maximize the hurt they cause us. When we cut someone off in traffic, for instance, we say, "What's the big deal? I just made a mistake." But of course, when someone cuts us off in traffic, we say, "How dare this person do that?" It's important to become aware of what we do, because without awareness of what we do, it's difficult to change it. Be mindful of the tendency you have to minimize the hurt you cause others and maximize the hurt they cause you. And then, once you're aware of it, consider being a little easier on those who mess up around you. And maybe even consider taking a little more responsibility for the hurt you cause others. For more on compassion and non-judgment, visit drchristianconti.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Football's here, football's on, and it's the perfect time to step up our game, gentlemen. Come into JCPenney now for amazing deals to help you layer up. Find select St. John's Bay solid suede Henleys for only $7. And check out select St. John's Bay sweaters for just $20. Pile on extra savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Step up your game and save big at the JCPenney Lucky Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. About 11.2 to 11.6.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Victoria Keelan is in. Kara Schillen is in. I'm Jennifer Horn. We're holding down the fort. Doug will be back on Friday. Now, the Catholic Church in the news, ladies. The Catholic Church bans the Catholic Church's ban on women priests will stand forever. That's right. Pope Francis dropped a bombshell. You know, many people, I'm a Catholic. I've went to Catholic school for 12 years, and there's a lot of excitement behind this new pope because he Yes. sort of brings a progressive air to the Vatican. And I think many people thought maybe this would be the pope that would start making some changes in terms of women's roles within the church. But He laid the smack down. He made the declaration in response to a female reporter asking if he thought women would one day serve as Catholic priests and bishops, noting that the head of the Lutheran Church, whom Francis met on his trip to Sweden, is a woman. And Pope Francis said, quote, that St. Pope John Paul II had the last clear word on this, and it stands. So then the reporter said, forever? Forever? Like, never, never, never? No women? And he said, if we read carefully the declaration by St. John Paul II, it is going in that direction. Pope John Paul II, in an apostolic letter written back in 1994, wrote, quote, I declare that the Church has no authority whatsoever to confer priestly ordination on women, and that this judgment is to be definitively held by all the Church's faithful. Now, John Paul II died in 2005. He became a saint in 2014. But those are some, I mean, you can't get much stronger a declaration than that.
There's no wiggle room in that one.
Yeah, there's no gray area. I mean, basically, no, no, no. And Pope Francis is saying, look, we've got to live by that declaration. So, what do you think? Do you think this is sort of like the book? Because look, I watched this, and I think Pope Francis has done a great job, and I think he's actually reinvigorated some people. Maybe he's inspired some to go back to their Catholic faith, and I think mm-hmm. that's obviously the job of the Pope first and foremost. But do you think that some of those who just expected this to be the Pope who brought in very liberal beliefs into the Catholic Church, like female priests or, you know, pick it, that there's going to be a sense of disappointment now, and maybe he's going to, people that had so much faith in him that were very progressive are going to lose that hope?
Well, I think it's interesting because he has been so progressive, and it's not just Catholics that he's inspired. He's inspiring everyone. And people, you know, when he travels around the world, people of all faiths want to meet him and be in his presence. And I think that he's been the best ambassador for the Catholic Church perhaps ever. So it is a little surprising that he would be so definitive about this. But at the same time, conservative Catholics and older male Catholics are probably happy that he's, you know, not willing to try to mess with tradition. So I don't know. I mean, this is as a Catholic woman, how do you feel about it? I mean, you're really the one that is, you know, more closely tied to this.
Well, you know, as a Catholic, I totally respect the tradition and the messaging really in the Bible that talks about all of this. That being said, I think that there are a lot of issues that go on with priests who are not allowed to get married, who have made that ultimate sacrifice of a family, that will go into the priesthood. You see the numbers of people wanting to become priests dropping, mm-hmm. and you see maybe the people who are trying to run from something, maybe run from demons in their life, and they think this might be the way to do it. With a life of celibacy, essentially. So I think there are some, look, I totally respect the teachings and the words of Pope Francis and the interpretation of the Bible here in regards to women. But I think if you allowed at the very least priests to get married, I think you would see the pool of priests or new inspiring priests actually grow. I think that's my issue with the Catholic Church, is that there are some great priests out there, but many times, you know, it's sort of a dying breed. You have a lot of people who are kind of aging out in the Catholic Church, and how do you bring in new priests, people that can relate to a younger group, a younger church community? And I think at the very least, I don't know if it's women priests, but maybe at least allowing priests to get married.
Hmm. Do you think that this Pope would be in favor of that? Has he talked about that?
I don't think so. He hasn't talked about it. I just think that this Pope is also one, as liberal and progressive as he is, and his messages of love are great and strong, I think that he still has great respect. I don't think he's out to, you know, to change the word.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I would like to see us go in that direction, because I do think it would be better for Catholics around the world to just mm-hmm. have more access to people who want to lead. I mean, I just think there, when you limit the pool, there are just very few people who jump in. And the idea is to inspire as many as possible. And to do that, you need more priests. So I don't know. This is one of those topics that people argue about within the Catholic faith and actually out of the Catholic faith as well. You can let us know what you think. 888-302-DOUG is our number. Twitter, you can follow us there at DJV Show, or Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. Now, President Obama, in his final days living in his home, you know, he's going to be moving soon. I think he's got to be out in January. Architectural Digest published exclusive photos on Tuesday, giving the public a first ever look into the second floor of the White House. That's where the first family lives. It's, of course, President Obama and Michelle Obama. Their two teenage daughters, Malia and Sasha. They've lived there for nearly 8 years. The magazine put the story on its December cover, out nationally on Election Day. Go figure, November 8th, just 1 month before the Obamas have to pack up and move to their temporary home in Washington, where they will live until Sasha graduates from high school. The Obama's residence refurbishing was produced by Los Angeles-based interior designer Michael Smith, who also decorated the Oval Office. And the two of them, both Michael Smith and the Obamas, never publicly shared any images of the design or decor of the private living quarters at the White House. And no other publication has been granted access until now. So if you want an inside look, this is the time to do it. The Obamas in the past have declined $100,000 in government funds allotted to new presidents to redecorate the residence. Instead, they paid for the redo themselves, so not clear how much it costs. The photos will show the yellow oval room, the treaty room where the president goes late at night to read briefing materials, a sitting room, a dining room, and the master bedroom. And I think this is kind of interesting, sort of like the royals in England. I think people always have this mystery about what goes on behind the walls of the White House.
I am such a junkie for this. Architectural Digest has actually published photos of the Kennedys, the Reagans, and George W. Bush's family, their private residences at the White House, and I have seen all of them. I love collecting whenever they do a special edition like this, and when they put out photos, I love all of this. It's such a piece of American history. I love looking at, like, the China patterns that each First Lady picks. I mean, I'm just a total junkie for all this, so I think this is so cool that we finally get to see a little glimpse into how they've been living for 8 years.
And then you can play the game. Okay, do you like the Obama's home better? Do you
right.
like the Bush's?
Well, it's so funny. In our house, like, my mom and I always talk about our family china is the Lennox presidential series.
Yeah, sure.
And so, but we have the Jefferson pattern. That's what we break out on Thanksgiving and Christmas. But our favorite is actually the Reagan pattern, that beautiful red that Nancy Reagan show. It's so pretty. And I've toured through the White House a bunch of times, and I love seeing all that stuff on display. It's such, you know, you get rid of all the politics and you get rid of all the negative stuff and just celebrate this wonderful house that, you know, holds our entire nation's history. And it's even in broken teacups and things that have been preserved for so many years. It's just, I just get the goosebumps from it. I love it. It makes me feel so American.
All right. The best from our late night TV shows next. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at 44 past the hour.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
As 2016 winds down, LegalZoom asks, did you accomplish everything you set out to do this year? There's still time. Say you'd like to finally start that dream business, but don't know whether to incorporate or form an LLC. Maybe you're ready to plan for your family's future, but aren't sure whether a last will or a living trust is right for you. That's where LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys available in 48 states can help, without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
The American Veterinary Medical Association and its members are proudly participating in the inaugural One Health Day, November 3rd. Through the efforts of the global One Health movement, veterinarians are committed to working across scientific disciplines to attain optimal health for animals, people, and the environment. Cancer is one disease that affects both people and pets. Sharing information among researchers benefits both. Internist and oncologist Dr. Greg Ogilvie of San Diego says,
so exciting. We have amazing advances in cancer therapy, including the development of new drugs, target cancer cells and mimic the immune system to destroy it, tiny doses of chemotherapy that destroy cancer cells with no adverse effects and improve quality of life. So it's an exciting time for veterinarians worldwide to be able to care for their patients with an affordable, reasonable, compassionate approach.
Today's One Health Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org/onehealth to find out how your health is connected to animal health.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSFU for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
47 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria at the controls. Doug is out. He'll be back on Friday. And right now, ladies, it's time for the best of late night comedy. You know, if you are up this early, we figure you're not watching the late shows like, you know, we can't either. So we hire people to watch the late night shows for us because that's just how fancy we are. That's how we roll. And then they put together the three best nuggets of entertainment from those shows. And here they are. Let's start with Stephen Colbert.
The polls are tightening. The latest ABC News, Washington Post, let's say Sunglass Hut poll, has Donald Trump moving ahead of Clinton by 1 point as enthusiasm declines. Though, to be fair, any time Donald Trump gets close to a woman, enthusiasm tends to decline.
James Corden also getting in on the fun. He's one of my favorites in late night. He talks about Starbucks launching their new holiday cups.
The holiday season is in full swing, and you know that because Starbucks has changed the color of their cups. But this time, in addition to releasing a red cup, Starbucks is releasing a green cup to promote unity. And of course, people are up in arms about it for some reason. Some people are saying they were angry when they went to get their red cup and instead got a green cup. And if you're one of those people upset by this, you need to switch to decaf.
You know, I have to say, Starbucks, remember, would actually have a design every year for the holidays, and then that became not politically correct, and, you know, they didn't want to offend anybody, so then the cups became red. Well, now this year's cups, green. I mean, I guess there are bigger things to be upset about, but I just miss the days of them having pretty designs on the cups.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't understand why someone got so upset about the red cups to begin with. Is it because it's too Christmassy and not...
It's just too much.
I don't know. Like, it was bizarre, though, because didn't they have snowflakes and reindeer? And those are not inherently Christmas themes. Those are winter themes.
Winter. But people get so upset. I mean, you want to talk about people being mad about green. I'm just, like, people just need to relax. Oh, my gosh, it's a reindeer, for crying out loud. Ugh.
It's also a coffee cup you're going to throw out. So.
Exactly. That you throw in the trash. All right, real quick here, Conan O'Brien jokes about the results of the presidential election.
The presidential election is just 1 week from today, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Just think, in a week, millions of Americans will learn if their new leader is Hillary Clinton or Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
It's in reference to a lot of people leaving if Donald Trump becomes president, apparently. At 50 past the hour, on air with Doug, Jed, and Victoria.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Of the day. It's on air with Doug Jen on at the controls. And it is Tech Talk time. Follow us on social media with the hashtag Tech Talk. And ladies, the mystery today that is before us, and Victoria, I'm looking at you at solving this. What in the heck? You know, Election Day, less than just, you know, a week away, we've got to make a big decision here for the President of the United States. Currently on social media, we call...
Currently, we call him...
And at FLOTUS...
Yeah, at POTUS and at FLOTUS. Yep. Those are their Twitter handles. That, and this is the first president who has ever been on social media. So POTUS and FLOTUS was something that was really new and interesting, and millions of followers. I think POTUS has 11.1 million followers. So yesterday the White House was asked during a press briefing, what actually is going to happen to at POTUS and at FLOTUS Twitter handles when President Obama leaves office and either President Trump or President Clinton comes in, and it turns out that those Twitter handles are still secured for the president and the first lady. They'll be passed on to whoever takes over. Now, if Bill Clinton becomes the first gentleman, if that's what they're going to call him, he'll have to get a separate Twitter handle. But what they're going to do is archive all of the tweets that POTUS and FLOTUS have sent, much the way that they do with the Library of Congress. And I mean, that's a piece of American history, so they're going to preserve all of that. But the new the new president and first lady, when they come in, all the tweets will be wiped clean. So from day one,
get a clean slate.
Yes, total clean slate.
So one of the candidates will actually take a Twitter follower hit when they become POTUS, and one will get a bump. Any guesses as to which would be which?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, that's true. I didn't think
Donald Trump at this moment has 12.9 million Twitter followers. So if he took over that POTUS account with 11 million Twitter followers, he'd actually be losing a million. Hillary Clinton at this moment has 10.1 million followers, so she'd be getting a bump by moving to the POTUS account. She'd get an extra million there.
I didn't think of it that way. You're right. Is Melania on Twitter?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know that she is. God, could you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, I know Bill Clinton is on Twitter. So if he became the first gentleman, then I guess he would have to maybe transfer over to whatever they would call the first gentleman, whatever his new code name is going to be. I don't know.
324,000 followers on Twitter.
Okay.
I would imagine she has to be to keep an eye out on Trump. She'd be like, Donald, put down the phone.
Right. I know. Exactly.
And Bill Clinton has, 6.21 million followers. So there you go. Little scorecard. Now, there's some brand new emojis coming to Apple, Victoria. This is exciting. I'm kind of an emoji girl. What's the story?
Well, you know, we've been talking about this sounds ridiculous, but on Twitter and social media, the bacon emoji has been talked about for so many years. People have complained, why is there no bacon emoji? Well, there's finally going to be a bacon emoji, a croissant emoji, and an avocado, because, you know, there's an avocado shortage, but avocados are huge right now. So those are just a few of the new creations that are coming, as well as tons of career options for women, because women can also be rock stars. So, so there's a whole new area of professions, female astronauts, mechanics, doctors, and there's also an emoji of a selfie.
What?
So we don't know what, I know, we don't
what
know
that
what
mean?
That, exactly. We don't know what it looks like yet, but there is a selfie emoji.
Okay.
So this update, some of the smileys are getting a little more complex. There's going to be a rolling on the floor laughing, also known as ROFL, sneezing, lying, and there's even a nauseated face that's also coming. So we don't have a puking emoji yet, but
what does nauseated look like? I mean, there are already so many little emojis, and I actually have to kind of hover over them to know what they mean, because some of them are, you know, one smile looks different than the other, and you never want to send the wrong emoji. So what does nauseated look like?
I'm guessing
maybe
it's
green.
Just, yeah, probably green. Yeah, I would guess green. Yeah, and maybe like puffed out cheeks.
Someone getting out of the way. I love emojis. I'm all about it. But do you think that sometimes we get a little too crazy? I mean, sometimes I will actually get texts from people that are just like a series of emojis that, when stringed together, tell some sort of story. I mean, already we're not verbalizing our communication. Like, we're not talking to each other. We're texting. And now we're not even texting each other complete sentences. We use a lot of abbreviations. And then it just turns into a series of emojis. I mean, are we just going to start grunting at people? Is that next? I mean, is that going to be, we're going back to caveman days, maybe? Is this like a reversal?
Well, it is interesting that we're kind of going back to, like, you know, hieroglyphics. I mean, that's pretty much, you know,
exactly what's happening.
You know, I mean, that's essentially what it is. We're going to have ruins of technology, ruins with just emojis instead of hieroglyphics on pyramids.
I thought we had evolved here, people. Please.
Hi.
All right. Twitter at DJV Show. Tweet us using the hashtag Tech Talk, Facebook.com/DJV Show. It's
paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.